Welcome to the Dating After Divorce podcast. I'm your host, Shade Curry, and I believe every divorced woman deserves a romantic relationship where she feels safe, loved, and cherished. You can create the most amazing life after divorce, and I will teach you how.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dating After Divorce podcast. I'm your guest host, Kent Curry, and I'll be interviewing my wife, Sade Curry. This is a first, but we wanted to do something to celebrate a pretty big career moment for Sade. So tell us what that's all about. It just happened.
Hey, everyone. Sade here. Yes, we, all of us, listeners, hosts, co-hosts, and guests on the podcast, just reached 100,000 downloads of the Dating After Divorce podcast.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Really big. Where were you and how did that make you feel when you learned that?
Okay. So I saw the email the morning of International Women's Day, which was Friday morning, the 8th of March, 2024. But the email had come in the night before,
okay,
which was nice because I wasn't doing my usual working late, checking my email at odd times. So I didn't see it the night before. I think it was about 7:34 p.m. the night before that the 100,000th podcast download happened.
All right. That's fabulous. Did you let out a little squeal? I would have.
So I had been anticipating it for about 3 weeks, you know, kind of watching the podcast stats inch from like 99,950. So I knew it was coming soon. Sure. And I was sort of in a bit of a lull with the podcast, taking a step back just to work on my health for a few weeks. And so I think I had thoughts about like, oh, I'm not going to make it to 100,000 until I finish this health thing that I'm doing. And getting back there, recording episodes. So I was actually really delighted that in the middle of me taking a break, it happened. And I was very excited, very happy. I texted a bunch of people. I told you. Right, it was great. Right.
Okay. So let's get into the numbers a bit. How many guests roughly have you interviewed in that time?
I have interviewed about 75 to 78 guests. Okay. I've had a total of 82 guest episodes. So there've been about 4 or 5 guests that I've had come back multiple times.
Very cool. And how long has the podcast been going on?
3 years.
3 years.
So I skipped this celebration in February.
Okay.
the podcast turned 3 February 2024.
Okay. All right. That's very cool. So roughly 33,000 downloads a year.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure it's increased as it's grown in popularity.
Yes. So I started out at about 400. The first few months, it was about 400 to 500 downloads a month.
Okay.
And now we're right around anywhere between 3,000 to 5,000.
Wow.
Every month. Yeah.
That's fabulous. So your previous honor before that was you got on a top 10 list.
Oh, yeah. We celebrated that on social media.
Right.
So about 6 months ago, I think it was about 6 to 8 months ago, Audible selected the Dating After Divorce podcast as one of the top 10 relationship podcasts.
Yes. So let's get right into that. Do you have a favorite topic you've discussed or what do you find it, you get the most audience response for?
You know, I have been surprised at the episodes that have been the most popular. Our Valentine's Day episode is one of the more popular ones. My Dating After a Divorce story, I think, is the most popular episode.
Okay, that makes sense.
Altogether. However, recently, just in the last couple of months, there was a spike on a particular episode.
Okay.
The one with guest Jamie Milam. Okay. And that was Dating After a Divorce, the Friends with Benefits edition.
Okay. All right,
so that got almost 1,000 listens on its own in that particular month, which is like a quarter of all the listens in that month were for Jamie's episode. So everyone wants to know what's up with the Friends with Benefits.
Interesting. So why did you start the podcast?
Yeah, so I started the podcast, I think many reasons. As a coach, digital marketer, course creator, I put out workshops, coaching for women dating after divorce. And I was looking for ways to make it easier for people to get the information. Okay. And so I am not like really big on writing. Okay. And so when I wrote, I started out writing email content, writing social media posts, and it just took me a lot longer mm-hmm. to put my thoughts together and get it out to the people who wanted it. And sometimes I would do video. That also took me a little minute to get okay. that out. And I thought, you know what? I'm a talker. You know, I'm able to just sit and have conversations. I'm right. an extrovert. And so I thought, you know, if I had a podcast, I could put more information, more tips out right. for people who wanted them a lot faster. And it's right. turned out to be true.
Okay. So what were your biggest challenges getting started?
Getting started?
Yeah.
That was okay. exactly it.
Okay. All right.
So, and I'd love to relate this to dating because I know for a lot of people, I've gone through my own challenge getting started dating and going through the first parts of dating. You know, at this point, we're talking, 2015, 2016. So that's almost 10 years ago that I went through the challenges that I help my listeners with. But starting the podcast really brought me to a place where I was doing something brand new again that was very scary. And really brought me back to a place of being completely feeling very relatable, okay. feeling like I could relate to everything my clients were saying
yeah.
about getting started or facing new obstacles. So when I started the podcast, I had never done a podcast before. I had thought about it for years, but never done it. And so it was scary to do this brand new thing. And I think that's something our brains experience is like whenever we're doing something that our brain doesn't know what the outcome is going to be. It's sure. always a little bit scary. So I did feel very nervous. It took me about 6 weeks from start to finish to get the project off the ground.
Okay.
And I remember going to my coach every single week,
right.
like just with a ton of anxiety about getting it right, about sure. saying things right. I think my biggest fear was, is it going to make sense? Because when I'm sitting across from someone, I'm talking, I get the feedback of like, they resonate with what I'm saying. They understand what I'm saying. It's like instant feedback loop when I'm talking and I can see the person. On a coaching call, I get the instant feedback loop. On a podcast, you're just recording into the ether.
Sure. Yeah.
And so I think I was really nervous that it wouldn't make sense. It would be too short. It would be too long. You know, I had all kinds of thoughts and I got a lot of coaching. I'm so thankful to all my coaches and my friends and to you because you were a big part of that. You got to hear. I would be up yeah. here trying to record an episode in my office and I'd come down
right.
and tell you all about
yeah.
what I was going through and what yeah. I was feeling. So,
anxiety, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that was the biggest challenge was just getting started. And then being willing to feel the obstacles and encounter the challenges along the way.
Okay. All right. So what's coming in the near future?
In the near future, I'm making some tweaks to the podcast. I want to put out more solo episodes. I think that's feedback that I've received from the listeners
right.
is that as much as they love my guests, they right. want more solo episodes from me. So
okay.
I am going to do a lot of solo episodes going forward. There are a couple of series that I did not complete in the past. So
okay.
I started Lessons from the Tinder Swindler.
Okay.
And I actually have a placeholder in yep. the podcast episode listing.
All right.
So if you go back, you'll see some places where there's a couple of episode numbers skipped.
Okay.
That was to complete the series of the Tinder Swindler. And we had a couple of life transitions.
Yeah,
we had a couple of life transitions in our family, so I just didn't get around to finishing that
sure.
Podcast series. So I'm going to go back and finish those, fill those in, and then do more solo episodes. I have so many ideas. I have
right.
a couple of hundred ideas stored
good.
On my computer for the
okay.
for the podcast where I break down like just little moments
okay.
that women encounter when they're dating. And I want to turn those. They might not be as long episodes, but I really want to cover like little things like when you're swiping and you see a particular kind of profile. So instead of the broad
right.
strokes, just really bringing it down to the nitty gritty of specific scenarios.
Sounds like a winner. That's great. I think that's going to work. Well, congratulations. 100,000 downloads is fabulous. You're right on Joe Rogan's tail, so it won't be long till you'll be smoking him as well. Congratulations on 100,000 downloads, and who knows what's next? Bigger numbers, more people to help. And be a blessing to. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate your time and attention, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening today. If you are ready to get married after divorce, I want to invite you to download my free 8-video training specifically designed to help divorced women date with ease and get married again. Head over to shadecurry.com to get started. That's SadeCurry.com. I'll see you inside.